Gay Davis in Parliament today when the Energy Minister David Mashlobo briefed the Energy Committee. And Gay, he said, yes, we're still keen on nuclear, but perhaps not as much as we said earlier.
He's doing my head in, John. It's very difficult to follow. On the one hand, he's saying there's no nuclear deal on the table. But he says this doesn't mean that the country is not going to have more nuclear power. He says he doesn't want to get into the details of nuclear. He says government hasn't started the procurement process, but that they have never said that they're procuring, that they're going to procure nuclear power. But in the same breath, he says, but we've not said we're not going to procure. So everything hinges, as far as this small brain can deduce, everything hinges on Cabinet approving the Integrated Resource Plan, which is this plan which sets out the energy mix that the country is going to need into the future, decades into the future. And he's been criticized for trying to rush this through. The former Energy Minister, Mamoloko Kubai, her timeline had this plan going to Parliament, going to Cabinet in February, and Mashlobo's it's emerged, wants it done as soon as possible. But he's saying that the rush, he says, it's neither here nor there. He says it's not acceptable that the Department of Energy has taken nearly 7 months to integrate inputs from the public participation process that ended in March. It sort of got underway in November. I'm not sure what happened in December, and it concluded in March. And he said these officials have had all this time to integrate the public comments, and what have we got to show for it? Nothing. It's not acceptable. And he's implying that then that's the reason why he's sitting on them to get this done as quickly as possible. Now, he was asked by opposition MPs whether he doesn't perhaps want to get this IRP signed off by Cabinet ahead of the ANC's elective conference in December, because of the possibility of a change in leadership at that gathering. That is not a question that he has answered directly here today.
And there's an enormous amount of scepticism, as you'll be aware, Gay, that the IRP is going to be rigged, that artificial constraints are going to be put on things like renewable energy, so that the IRP tries to suggest that nuclear is absolutely necessary, perhaps not 9.6 gigawatts, but maybe half of the nuclear stations, but that'll go straight to the courts if that is what the IRP suggests. He also gave you an update on the strategic oil funds sale of the strategic oil reserve, which happened under Tina Joemat-Pettersson.
Yeah, well, we've not really got into that into any detail. One thing that he did say though about oil, John, is that that South Africa, the government, is looking at going into partnership with national oil companies of the BRICS countries to help build a new big new refinery with a capacity of some 400,000 barrels per day. I mean, this has been on the agenda for a very long time, and he was giving a little bit more detail. I mean, the cost for this new refinery was estimated in 2010 at $10,000 billion, but he's telling MPs on this committee that it can be structured with senior debt and equity. But that's all we got from him on that. It does look at the moment, though, that he's likely to be back in front of the committee tomorrow, and I'm sure that there will be many more questions for him when he comes.
Yep, and as few answers as today would be my cynical guess. Gay Davis of our parliamentary team, thank you very much.